This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, July 31st. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Hunger in U.S. gets worse as year progresses. Ukraine gets new route for grain and marker bills introduced. Census Bureau, hunger worsening in the U.S. An ongoing Census Bureau survey indicates food insecurity is getting worse this year around the country. According to the latest figures for June 28th through July 10th, 12.1% of American adults, about 27 million people, were living in households that said they haven't had enough food in the last 7 days. That compares to a rate of 11.2% or 25.2 million adults experiencing food scarcity in the first 2 weeks of January. Mississippi leads the nation with a food scarcity rate of 22.6% in the latest survey, followed by Oklahoma at 19.4%. Take note, the number of food insecure people has grown by 3 million since early March, when a pandemic-based increase in SNAP benefits ended. The food scarcity rate was then 10.7%. By the way, USDA's Economic Research Service will release its annual Household Food Security Report in October. That's a month later than usual because of updates to the survey. Ukraine firms up train route for grain shipments through Moldova. Ukrainian Agriculture Minister Mykola Solsky met with Friday the Moldovan transportation officials, wrapping up an agreement allowing Ukrainian grain shipments by rail through Moldova to ports on the Danube River. Moldova agreed 2 weeks ago to slash tariffs on Ukrainian grain and sunflower oil, opening up a new route for Ukraine to deliver its ag commodities to Black Sea ports, such as Constanta on the east coast, on the coast of Romania. That's increasingly important after Russia terminated the Black Sea Grain Initiative, a United Nations brokered deal that has been allowing Ukraine to export through three of its main ports in Odessa. Senators seek to expand technical assistance. Senate Agriculture Committee member Ben Ray Luan, the New Mexico Democrat, and Kansas Republican Jerry Moran proposing to expand the use of farmer-to-farmer networks to help producers adopt new conservation practices. The senators are co-sponsoring a bill, the Farmer-to-Farmer Education Act, would authorize USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service to work with community-based groups to create new peer-to-peer networks or to expand the reach of existing ones. The bill says the networks are intended to, quote, increase long-term adoption of consistent, science-based, site-specific practices designed to achieve conservation objectives on land active in agriculture, forestry, or related uses. Why it matters? Well, NRCS struggles to keep up with the demand for conservation technical assistance. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Democrats seeking agriculture worker safety, competition reforms. Democratic members of the House and Senate last week proposed massive reforms centered around agricultural competition and worker safety through two new bills. The Agricultural Worker Justice Act would, among other things, allow USDA only to issue line speed waivers at meat and poultry plants if it can inspect and prove that the increase would not, quote, adversely impact worker safety. require companies competing for government contracts to disclose labor and worker safety infractions, and require the Labor Department to create a worker safety inspection program for meat and poultry plants. The Fairness for Small-Scale Farmers and Ranchers Act would require the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission to review agriculture business mergers since 2006 and unwind them if they determine harm to a competition, farmers or ranchers, workers or consumers. The bill would also enact mandatory country of origin labeling requirements for beef and pork, ban the use of the tournament system in the poultry market, and prohibit most packers from directly owning or feeding livestock, among other things. Wisconsin celebrates new international ag export facility. The Port of Milwaukee has a new $40 million ag export facility, which Handymax bulk vessels, typically between 150 and 200 meters in length, can deliver commodities to international buyers through the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway. The facility will have a storage capacity of 45,000 metric tons and is expected to handle primarily distillers' grains, but can also ship corn, soybeans, and other commodities. That's according to USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service. Port Director Jackie Carter called the facility a, quote, integral link in the Wisconsin economy in a statement published by AMS. In this case, we are connecting Wisconsin farmers, growers, and producers with new international markets, she said. Why it's important? Well, Wisconsin's 9 ethanol plants have been shipping most of their distillers' grains on trucks to Chicago for export in containers. Now the corn product can be sent via rail or truck to the Port of Milwaukee for bulk shipment. AMS estimates the new construction will eliminate about 1,600 truck trips annually, while also offering the potential to serve Iowa and Minnesota ethanol plants. BASF sales dipped 25% in the second quarter. After adjusting its earnings downward earlier in the month, German chemical giant BASF reported sales in the second quarter of $19 billion. That's nearly 25% below the same period a year ago. Coming in at $2.43 billion, sales in the agricultural solutions segment were down 9.6% from the second quarter of 2022. Martin Brudermüller, the chairman of the board of executive directors, said the downturn in the ag segment was, quote, mainly due to lower volumes resulting from cautious buying behavior as crop commodity prices softened compared with last year's second quarter. Higher channel inventories also played a role. Despite significantly lower herbicide sales in North America in the second quarter, BASF Chief Financial Officer Dirk Elverman called Ag Solutions' first half performance fantastic. The segment sales for the first 6 months were $6.7 billion, up from $6.5 billion in the first half of 2022. NEPA revisions stress environmental justice and climate change in federal project reviews. The latest proposed revision to the National Environmental Policy Act emphasize interagency coordination, environmental justice, climate change, and public involvement in environmental reviews. Reaction to last week's Council on Environmental Quality proposal was mixed, with Republicans on Capitol Hill and business groups such as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce saying it would slow down the permitting process. While the proposed rule does include some permit streamlining measures required by the debt ceiling agreement, it also contains provisions that would further delay project approvals for nearly $2 trillion in public investments, the chamber said. The Environmental Defense Fund, however, said the proposed rule, quote, includes steps that would accelerate the process for approving clean energy projects and make it easier for communities to have a voice in those approvals. Well, here's today's They Said It. In many respects, NEPA was a statue ahead of its time and remains relevant and vital today. It codifies the common sense idea of look before you leap to guide agency decision making, particularly in complex and consequential areas, because conducting sound environmental analysis before agencies take actions reduces conflict and waste in the long run by avoiding unnecessary harm and uninformed decisions. That the Council of Environmental Quality on proposed rule, July 28. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, July 31st. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.